It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Last Tuesday, Deputy Prime Minister Cynthia Bradshaw would have tabled regulations in the Barbados Parliament to add teeth to the Transportation Act in ways that would benefit the ordinary citizen. Welcome to today's edition of Blockchain Business, as we ask whether Caribbean governments are sleeping at the wheel when it comes to having the appropriate regulations in place so citizens may benefit from blockchain technology developments. Barbados has had a Transport Authority Act in place since 2008, but no regulations to take the dangerous driving and illegal practices of ZR vans and other public service vehicles into account and improve the frequency of public transportation on the island. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport has offered to assist government in areas such as training, and Deputy Prime Minister Bradshaw has accepted the offer of cooperation. It seems Senior Minister Bradshaw used to collect fares when her father owned and operated a van many years ago, so she might have an inside understanding of this aspect of the transportation sector. The bottom line in both legislation and regulations, not to exclude the capacity and collaboration efforts of government and private sector, are essential to bringing benefits to drivers and citizens across the island. In a world of growing importance of modern technology and specifically blockchain technology, the same legislation, the same regulations, appropriate regulations, the capacity to understand the benefits to the community, and the zeal to collaborate with the knowledge and experience of the private sector are all worthy of consideration to bring benefits to the society. A society in which young people need to be given the awareness and skills to create new forms of well-paying jobs and develop social entrepreneurship for governments, corporations, and innovation to benefit. Last week, the European Parliament passed the MiCA, or Markets in Crypto Assets Bill, which adds certainty and is expected to attract further investment by firms. In the United States, the Republican-dominated Congress recently hauled the Securities Exchange Commission's chairman, Gary Gensler, over the coals. Hot coals. They accused him of acting aggressively without the authority of Congress and regulations to harm innovation and drive U.S. companies abroad. Coinbase is the largest crypto assets company in the United States, with billions of dollars available for investment. Coinbase has just moved to set up operations in Bermuda, and this week it filed a legal action to take the Securities Exchange Commission to court on the matter of a lack of regulatory clarity. Clearly, as the necessity of the example of the amendments to the Barbados Transportation Act demonstrates, there is a link between providing the appropriate legislation backed by regulations and public-private sector experience and a follow-up to change the lives of the ordinary citizen. So we ask whether Caribbean governments are sleeping at the wheel when it comes to the emerging technology of blockchain, crypto assets such as cryptocurrencies, and artificial intelligence. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned to the Starcom Network of Stations for more, much more, on the Starcom Network of Stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.